Have you ever thought about this? Because I believe this is the way that it is. When you were born, everything you would ever be, ever could be, ever potentially could be, every gift, every calling, was already in you when you were born. You know what the Latin word for educate means? To draw out. And that really is the truth. All education does is draw out of you what's already in you. It's already there. Every gift, every calling. I've seen this in my own life. As I've grown and matured in Christ, I've realized that what I have become and what He has done in me has always been there. There may be a time when I didn't know it. There certainly were times when I didn't walk in it, and I didn't manifest it, didn't show it forth. But you know what? It's always been inside of me. Same thing with you. Greatness is inside of you. Kingdom dynamic and power and ministry is already inside of you. It was born inside of you. It's there. You just have to go lead it out. That's kind of what we're talking about. So he says it's prepared beforehand. Back to page 2 here. And again, Ephesians 2 says that why was it prepared beforehand? So we could walk in it. So we could walk in it. Well, what does that mean? Well, look at the word. It means to tread all around. It means to walk at large. And I want you to underline it or highlight it, especially as proof of ability. I want to make what I think is another great, powerful truth, not because I said it, but because I believe it's true. You can have everything in the kingdom that you're capable of walking in. If you can walk in it, you can have it. If you cannot, you won't. That's the truth. The kingdom of God is not so much achieved as it is received. See? I'm not trying to achieve something. I'm trying to receive something. It's already in me. It's already on my life. I've already been called to. I'm trying to grow up into it so I can walk in it. See? Hey, when I was 19 years old, I stood up and made a faith statement to a little Assembly of God church in Northeast Arkansas. I feel that God has called me into the ministry. It was a 100% faith statement. I had done very little things that would have been termed ministry. But you know what? I started walking in it. And as I began to walk in it, I began to possess it. See, it's not unlike what they say about salespeople and sales. Hardest door to get out of is your own. Hardest door to open is the front door of your own house. Go out there and knock on somebody else's door. I used to sell World Book Encyclopedia when I was a kid. Hardest door to open was my own. You know, sit at home and think about, that neighborhood, I won't sell any books over there. It's hard to get out your own door. But I discovered that if I could get out my own door, it's a little easier to get in somebody else's. How many of you know if you don't get out your own, you never get in there, but you know, there you are. Well, as proof of ability. Well, this is good. Because look at this. I'm sure you're familiar with this verse in Deuteronomy 11:24. Every place on which the sole of your foot. Who's he talking to? He's talking to the nation of Israel, who are inheriting their promise, their land. I have a question for you. How much of the promised land legally belonged to the nation of Israel? Half of it? All of it, right? It was legally theirs. Because God said it's yours. Now, did they possess it all. Joshua lays on his deathbed and laments and says, there remaineth much land to be possessed. But God gave them this promise here. And what did he say? He says, every place, your destiny's a place, folks. It's a place on which the sole of your foot shall tread shall be yours. And then he defines the borders. And then he throws in a little statement. Oh, by the way, there won't be anybody to be able to stand before you. They can't stop you. It's all yours. Well, why didn't they get it? Why didn't they get it? Because every place on which the soul, and I put the word there for you, doesn't mean the bottom of your foot. It's the same word that's used when Noah sent the bird out from the ark, and the scripture records that it could find no place for its foot, its grasper. That's what it means. It means it's your grabber, your possessor. It's the middle letter. This word is the middle letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Kind of how I'm going to walk to the board here. How I think about it is that if this is my life, if this line represents my life, right here in the middle is the co for the cuff. My ability to possess. That's the key central issue of my life, is can I take, can I possess what God has promised me? So look at this. It's the grasping element of my life. And the word foot means the journey or the possession. And it's interesting. In other words, you could translate this, every place that you're able to possess in the journey of your life, I give it to you. Pretty good. Pretty good. And nobody will be able to stand up against you. Because you have to prove the ability to walk in it. And see, quite frankly, this is why one of the principal reasons that people don't find their destiny is because they're afraid of failure. They're afraid to step out and try. And the sad reality is, until you try, you will never know or never possess.